So, Jack, this morning I want to talk about political continuation. Let's explain. The next three stories that we're going to highlight, they all have to do with a sort of similar theme. New beginnings that really, when you dig deeper, just seems like more of the same old, same old. So let's begin first with Dave Ajema. He, of course, is Michigan's National Republican Committee man. And he continued this week with something he has done many times in the past, made racist, bigoted remarks, and yet he remains in office.
Well, Zoe, I like the way you put that. I've always said news is sort of like an old-fashioned soap opera. Characters continue, they disappear for a while, they come back, the plot lines stay the same. And this is certainly the truth in the case of Dave Ajema, who has a history of making outrageous remarks. On Facebook, he's become sort of a high-tech, outrageous person, first attacking Muslims and then gays, and now posting an article allegedly by a public defender, I have great doubts about that, which is just this hugely racist assault on black people. And of course, people are calling for his resignation, but Republicans say they have no mechanism by which to remove him, which probably means, as I think the column Susan Demas said, that they really don't want to do it enough because he does have a certain base of support. But certainly he's been an embarrassment to the Republican leadership.
Okay, so same old, same old. Let's move on now to another story, which seems maybe new, but really when you dig deeper, more of the same. President Obama was here in Michigan this week. But Jack, the president was here back in November. Before that, he was in April. Before that, he was here in February. It would appear President Obama just can't get enough of the Mitten State. Why does he continue to visit?
Well, I'm sure he doesn't want to replace Ajema as a Republican National Committeeman. I think he comes here a lot, in part, because one of the signal successes of his administration, almost everybody would agree, was the so-called bailout of the auto industry, that government got far more of its money back than they thought they were going to. The auto industry, all three automakers are alive and thriving. Most independent analysis said you could have had something akin to a depression had they been allowed to go out of business. So it's sort of a indication of economic policies that work. Mr. Obama has had no trouble winning Michigan in either election. So, you know, it's sort of a feel-good place to be and sort of an indicator to the country that his economic policies are working.
Right. He likes this narrative of coming to Michigan and sort of what this manufacturing so-called, you know, comeback sort of stands for.
Well, sure. And of course, you can say the comeback is somewhat exaggerated.
Absolutely.
Certainly in terms of not as the automakers are doing just fine, but a lot of people who lost their jobs have never gotten and probably never will get them back. But still, it's a lot better than it could have been. And people like successes. It's kind of like old baseball players, like talking about the perfect game they pitched them. And this was probably the best case of a perfect policy that the president's had.
And finally, Jack, more of the same. Congress back in session in D.C., the 114th congressional session, to be exact. We've got five new faces in D.C. representing Michigan, but we still have nine Republicans, five Democrats, just more of the same.
Well, the districts, of course, have been gerrymandered to produce that result. There are a couple districts and a couple cases where Democrats might stage an upset in a Democratic year. But, of course, 2014 was mainly a Republican year. None of the races were very close. We certainly lost a lot of seniority. And the defects compounded in the Senate, where not only did Carl Levin and his 36 years of seniority go out the window, but Democrats lost control of the Senate. So Michigan is probably somewhat weaker in terms of congressional clout than it was a year ago.
All right, Jack. Jack Lessenberry, Michigan Radio's political analyst. He joins us Saturday mornings to take a look at the week in news. And this week, it would just sort of seem to be news that is more of the same. Jack, thanks so much.
My pleasure.